Chapter 14. Aboard the Jade Shadow.
After all the struggling, guesswork, and sheer teeth-rattling endurance Ben and Luke had suffered through over the last several days, their current situation had a definite air of relief about it. Soon after Luke had conveyed his agreement to the Yangtze's proposal, coordinates had begun scrolling across the screen. It was a series of jumps that proved to be shockingly easy. On the third jump, Ben said, "You know, we should have been able to figure these out on our own." Luke replied mildly, "Seems to me that we've spent several days attempting to do precisely that, and that the jumps we're now executing had not occurred to either of us. Besides, we had no specific direction. We were simply trying to cast our net as wide as possible." Ben sighed. "I know. I just feel a little foolish. It's so obvious now that I look at it."
"Things are usually obvious when you're on the other side of them," Luke replied. "Also, if we had arrived unexpectedly in orbit around the Yangtze homeworld, we might well have been attacked and killed before we could even present our case properly."
Ben threw up his hands in surrender, laughing.
"You win. I don't know why you needed to hire Noara Venn. You argue a case well enough on your own."
Both fell silent, though, when after the final jump, they found themselves orbiting not a planet full of sentient beings, but a small, uninhabited moon.
"Dad," Ben said slowly, "do you think we just walked into a trap?"
Luke shook his blonde head.
"No. If they wanted to kill us, they had a perfect opportunity to do so earlier. I'd hoped that the test would be conducted on their homeworld, but apparently this is the site they've selected."
Ben touched the controls. The moon was rocky and inhospitable.
"It has an oxygen-nitrogen atmosphere, which is good, although the oxygen is a bit lower than ideal. And we're not entirely protected from the EMR of the rift. But the Hassad door technique should keep us safe enough,"
he said with just a touch of uncertainty.
"Will we need breath masks?"
"No, thank goodness. We should be all right outside the shadow for a few hours. And there's a single life form, Mammalian."
"Our welcoming party," said Luke,
"who will no doubt be the one administering the challenge." The surface was as rocky as it had appeared from space. As they maneuvered the shadow in for a landing, still following the extremely precise coordinates they had been given, they saw the Yangtze vessel. The ship was clearly of the same make as the Sanhedrin ship that had confronted them earlier, but on a smaller, more personal scale. It still looked unsettlingly organic to Ben. There were similar protrusions extending from its ovoid, but he could see no doors or ramps. Nor was there any sign of the Yangtze representative they had anticipated would greet them. Ben and Luke exchanged glances.
"Maybe it will disembark once we show good faith,"
Luke suggested.
"I hope so. This is all feeling pretty weird."
"I'm afraid I have to agree,"